B-Pod Studios.
Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. I feel so far away from everything. Hold on.
Why? I don't know. The room isn't set up right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's cameras falling.
Sorry, Jamie.
By the way, you moved your computer screen 2 inches. Did that help you print
out? I was like, you were in here an hour.
I know. I didn't realize. I don't like to reach. Roy will tell you, I have a remote control for my radio in the car.
Oh, that is true. That's hilarious to me.
And 90% of the time, you can control your car nowadays with the steering wheel.
Oh, man. It is a Monday. Welcome. We took Good Friday off. Hopefully, everybody had a good 3-day weekend.
Yeah, that's fine.
You ready for a Monday morning song?
Hey, yeah, let's kickstart me.
Anybody want a bowl for soup?
Oh, I see what you did.
Remember this one?
I do.
1985, yeah. Loren?
I sure do.
Let's get ready for a Monday show. If you're a CMS teacher or student, this might help you get in the mood.
Maybe just hit the wall. Never had it all. One Prozac a day. Husband's a CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. On the hood of White Snake's car, her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life, and nothing has been alright. It was Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was YouTube and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985. Classics, she knows every line. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, even St. Elmo's Fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, gang shows?
Although, I don't know if it's good that we got a radio got a shout out in that song.
I know,
song.
And a throwback.
Yeah, because it's filled with nothing but outdated crap.
Loren, do you have a snakeskin skirt?
Not anymore. Oh. we like to say, is it age appropriate in our household?
Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we. Do you have Sirius Satellite?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I listened to the 80s channel, and actually this week was this weekend in 1985.
Oh, okay.
And so I was driving in this morning. I was like, oh, we got to play that Bowling for Soup song.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's a good song.
Yeah. You know, she was on the hood of that car in the Whitesnake video.
Although I don't know why we reversed it there. I thought we could say that word on the radio. Can we not? I feel like we have.
The bottom part?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Huh. We don't make up those rules.
No, we don't.
Well, how is everybody? I mean, you had a 3-day weekend. Am I the only one that got out of town?
Yes.
Okay.
I had family come in town.
For Easter?
Yes. We hosted my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law.
How was Easter dinner?
And my mom's boyfriend. It was good. But we had Easter dinner on Saturday night and then had Easter brunch. That way everybody could make it home because they all have to drive like 3 and 4 hours.
Okay.
So
did you celebrate in your old house or in your new house?
In the old house.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, it was the last Easter.
Yeah.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Hey, well, yeah.
You'll find a buyer.
Yeah.
How's St. Joseph doing? Is he still buried head first?
He did some good work this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
It's not sold.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's movement.
There was some movement, yeah.
St. Joseph lowballed the rent,
yeah.
So St. Joseph needs to give her a better offer.
St. Joseph's like, what do you want from me? I got you an offer. Now it has to be the
now
right
you're gonna
offer.
Now you're going to get picky nose. It wasn't a good one.
Hey, producer Aaron. Good morning to you over there. Why don't you bring your feelings board over and let's have a go at our feelings board this morning. Aww. And see how everybody's doing after a 3-day weekend.
That sounds like a plan.
I am in the feelings board. Am a whopping number 9.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Holy crap. Down at a 9 on his feelings board there, Lauren. Where are you on the feelings board?
So I'm typically like a 4 threshold in the morning before my coffee. I'm an 8.
Yay!
Yeah.
What's
I
up
had a good
with you
weekend.
Two?
Oh, I don't know. I just
happy?
I mean, I'm typically an 8 when I walk in. Nothing has annoyed me yet.
Okay.
So
that's good. We got good ratings news for March.
Yeah.
So I'm a 9.
How about producer Nicole? What number are you at?
I'm going to say I'm an 8.
Yay!
We're feeling good today.
What are you, Manny?
I mean, I'm like an 8 or a 9 as well.
Wow.
Pick one.
We're going to give you a 9.
Okay. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. We can only go down from here. So in an hour from now, let's check in on that board again and see where we're all at.
Hey, Ron, what's your number at?
I'm at an 8 on the board. I'm sticking with an 8.
All right.
Hey.
Wow, we're feeling pretty good.
Did Aaron go to a bachelor party this weekend?
He did on Easter weekend.
He might have. Yeah.
Anything crazy happen?
Nothing too crazy. You know how I am. I'm pretty tame.
Where was it?
Myrtle Beach.
What'd you crazy kids do?
You know how I am. You gotta hold me back, chain me to the fence.
We played some darts.
Wait a minute. Were they metal tips or the rubber tips?
Steel tips.
Watch out.
Put some holes in the wall. You know how it is.
What'd you guys drink? Sprite or Coca-Cola?
I had water.
Whoa!
Can I ask you something?
Some people had some heavier stuff.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I noticed this weekend that you didn't post a lot on your Insta story like you normally.
Well, you know, you don't post, you don't take pictures.
Is that what it was?
Party.
Did they tell you that? Like, hey, no socials from this bachelor party? Because that is a rule.
They aren't really social media people. And so I wasn't, you know, nobody else was doing it.
Mm.
I'm just a follower.
Mm.
Interesting.
Who was it that was getting married?
My friend Tyler. He's getting married next weekend on Friday or Saturday.
How old is Tyler? Because you're pretty young.
Tyler's young, man. He's going into the Navy, so he's doing it young.
So
I think he's 19.
What?
Has he seen the video from the Village People? Is that what?
In the Navy?
I think that really swayed his opinion. Yeah.
Hopefully he does the dance when he gets on the destroyer. That'd be nice. So are you in the wedding?
Yeah, I'll be one of the groomsmen.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it here in Charlotte?
Yeah, it's actually at the place I used to work, the seed mill.
Can you please wear a fake Navy outfit? Just really
break into
will
song
you dress
and
as
dance?
A seaman, please?
I could try. I could try. I don't know if we can pull that off in time.
Well, I'd imagine a Navy man's bachelor party would be pretty crazy, so I'm a little...
He does sound exhausted, and I'm
but
kind of like...
19, too.
That's true.
I mean, they're not getting into too much at 19.
But he sounds... Aaron sounds cooked.
Yeah.
And I'm only hoping that, like, deep down inside, they tore it up.
Oh, do you know why he's really cooked? I know why he's actually cooked.
Why?
He went to a Christian movie last night. It's Easter.
I did do that.
Oh.
I did. It was a good one.
Okay. I was kind of hoping in the back of my head that there's some furniture turned over somewhere and like half burnt after the bachelor party, but it doesn't sound like that.
I mean, he's 19 and he's getting married before he can even drink.
Yeah, but you
like,
know,
I mean,
who wouldn't give a 19-year-old some shots if he's going to go serve our country?
Yeah, and that's the really, that's the other thing. If you can go serve our country, you could probably have a drink. Let's be honest.
There you go.
Or a dancer.
So rule breakers over there.
Yeah.
Filthy.
Pretty
yeah.
crazy stuff.
Yeah. Does he know? Is he going to be on a sub or what's he doing?
He calls himself a nuke.
Ah, nice.
A nuclear engineer.
That's cool. Was there streamers at this bachelor party?
No streamers.
No confetti, no streamers.
A balloon. Yeah.
Did you guys play cards?
Dude, we are going to play cards. We bought $20 worth of chips. And then...
Oh, poker.
A few of the guys at the last second were like, yeah, we don't want to do that.
What?
Take off your gaming headset and play cards, fellas.
No, we didn't even... You know what we did do? The only thing we did on the TV all weekend, guess what we watched?
I don't know.
Bear Grylls.
Oh, there it is.
My son loves that.
Oh, man.
That show
awesome.
On Netflix where you pick what he's going to do next?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean was into that. I thought about you this weekend.
It's pretty cool.
Bear Grylls show. Okay.
All right. Well, all right. That's cool.
No, we're glad you made it back in one piece, buddy.
Barely.
Everybody's all ready to go. Okay, so we got a ton to do today, of course, 8 a.m. We got $1,000 with the KISS cash code. But up next, we're going to tell you, your friend's going to work for the Navy. There is a list, a new list from 2019, the best companies to work for. And number one, if I'm not doing radio, I think I'm going to go do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's that cool. We'll get into it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
KISS 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
We are going to get a look at the weekend in celebrity gossip coming up here in just about 3 minutes. But first, this was Forbes. They put out their best companies to work for list in 2019. And I'm telling you, number one is a spot, and I've noticed it when I've been inside where number one is, that if I wasn't working in radio, this might be a fun spot for me to work.
Okay.
All right, number 10 is the Michelin Group.
Like tires?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Or Michelin stars.
I don't know. It's the Michelin Group.
I do love the Michelin star tire smell. Man, that's a good smell.
I was thinking, like, people go to the... I would think it would be a cool job to go to find restaurants and try food and, like, basically just travel and eat.
And the Michelin Group. The Michelin Group is indeed the tire company.
Okay.
They call themselves the Michelin Group. And, by the way, I was just in Greenville, and they have a headquarters down there.
Oh.
In the Mayo Clinic, we all know the Mayo Clinic, the big medical place. Mm-hmm. That's number 9.
Yep.
SC Johnson is 8.
A family company.
Mm-hmm. Stanford University is number 7.
Mm.
These are employers that you should work for. Google, number 6.
Really? Because they even have all them fancy nap pods, and you get to take a car home, and they
yeah.
have amazing benefits, a chef on site.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you're at Google and you want to find something out, do you tell someone to just do us, or do you say Google it? Right? Like, Loren, do us and find out, get mm-hmm. some information. Garmin. You know, that's number 5.
The GPS?
Yes.
I feel like Garmin's going out of business.
Maybe that's why it's a great place to work for. Maybe
there's
just,
nothing to do.
There's nothing to do, and you can just take everything when you're, you know, take stuff home.
When someone buys a GPS, someone there goes, oh, really?
By the way, this list of best companies to work for was rated on Forbes' list of income and how many... how likely it was for employees of this company to recommend other people to work for the okay. company. Costco, number 4.
Oh.
Lily's was number 3.
Lily's?
Mm-hmm.
What's a Lily?
Let's look it up.
I don't know. Marriott on that list?
Marriott is not on the list.
Really? So when I worked at Marriott in college, they were like the place to work because they always said... that they put their employees first. So if you made your employees happy, they would make their guests happy. Like, that was their thing.
Oh, okay.
That's nice.
It looks like Lily's is some sort of a chocolate or candy company.
Hmm.
I've never heard of them.
Southwest Airlines, number 2.
Really? Number 2 for Southwest?
Southwest looks like a pretty fun airline to work for. The flight attendants are always going viral.
That's true.
With their stories and stuff. And then lastly, number 1, Trader Joe's.
It is pretty cool to work there.
And everybody at Trader's is always happy, too.
Yeah.
You have the fun shirt. It's like no pressure. Everything's cheap, so the shoppers are happy. It's like everybody, it's like a little mini Disney
yeah.
inside Trader Joe's. The only thing that sucks about the Trader Joe's in Piper Glen is the parking spots.
I know, they're
suck.
So small.
That's every Trader Joe's.
No, it's not like just parking where you can't find a spot. They are like miniature spots.
You can't get in and out.
Don't have anything bigger than a compact car and try to go there.
You can't get in and out of those spaces there.
I've always just assumed people who own Trader Joe's are like, let me find the worst place to put this store and it will do well. And that's what
they
do.
People will come regardless. You
that's
know?
True. All right. Okay. So there you have it. Trader Joe's number one best place to work for.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So there are a ton of rumors that Woodstock is in big trouble for this summer. Producer Nicole, are you going?
I haven't planned anything with it, but I want to.
Maybe that's why they're in trouble. Maybe everybody's in the Nicole thing.
Legit, it was like they didn't do well in pre-ticket sales, so they're thinking about putting it on hold.
Oh, wow.
So I'll keep you posted.
That's not good. I mean, Lawless sold out. It's like 4-day passes within a few hours.
Yeah. Okay. So fans have been going crazy because Shawn Mendes admitted that he does not wash his face, and that is his skincare routine. He says, listen, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I literally do not wash my face. I meditate a lot, and I think your skin is based on how you feel. You could rub dirt on my face, and if I'm happy, I won't break out. Will Smith, speaking of shows, surprised everybody at Coachella this weekend. And he jumped on stage with his son, Jaden, and was kind of his hype man, telling the audience, I love this dude.
I got jiggy with it.
Yeah, that would be. I feel like Will Smith would be an awesome hype man.
Oh, do we not have audio of them? They didn't do Jiggy with It or Miami? Hmm.
Is there audio in there?
No, I was just looking. I didn't see it.
And get this. Adele.
Yes.
Is single again.
I saw that.
This is so sad.
I'm excited for it. Oh, I'm so happy.
Why are you excited?
Oh, she's going to make great music.
Yeah, that's true. God. But her and her husband have decided to separate. They say that they're committed to raising and loving their son, but just not together. And she reportedly signed over her home to her now ex-husband in January.
Well, so that's, she has five other.
Oh, I'm sure. She'll be just fine. Yeah. That was her parting gift. That was a breakup gift.
Yeah.
It was. That's your dirty.
Thanks, Lorraine. Up next, we got to talk to our buddy over here, Roy the Chef.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Roy the Pastry Chef.
Oh, baking is so difficult, man.
Okay, all right. We're going to talk to Roy about why his weekend cooking adventure went wrong coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Roy posted on his Insta, did you see it this week, Lorraine, that he made a cake and it went really, really bad.
I sure did. And it was like, it looked like it collapsed onto itself.
Yeah, even my wife Amanda was laughing in another room at one point when we were in Greenville. And I go, what's so funny? She goes, did you see Roy's cake?
It was awful.
What happened, bud?
You can see the photo right now. It's at Kiss Roy Boy on my Instagram. And we'll put it up on the shows too at the MRL show. But I was fixing it's a cake where there's a bottom part and a top part, and the top part is supposed to be like a gooey cake, and the bottom part's supposed to be a bit firmer. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about baking, but I'm trying to follow the instructions, and I'm trying to watch Paula Deen do it, because it's a Paula Deen recipe.
Did you go on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm like watching how she does it.
There was definitely lots of butter in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the bottom part was fine. Even though I burnt it, I actually did that right. When I was trying to do the gooey part for the top, I realized the consistency wasn't right. It didn't look like her consistency. So I told Sterling, who was helping me bake the cake, I was like, let's just throw more butter in it. That's what Paula Deen does.
That's true.
So we just got more melted butter and we poured it in to get the consistency right. Mm-hmm. And then I also didn't have cocoa powder. But so, I had the chocolate Jello packet, that you would make in a bowl.
So you substituted.
So I substituted. Yeah. It's like it's chocolate pudding, chocolate cocoa, can't be much different.
Yeah, it's a little different consistency.
Well, I didn't know that. And so I then attempted to bake this. And when I originally pulled it out, the suggested time thing, the top part was pretty much Jell-O. So I was like, let me just put this thing back in here.
How long was the suggested time? What'd you wait?
40 minutes.
And for that 40 minutes, did you think that it was going to come out good?
Yeah.
You're confident in your baking.
Yeah.
Okay, so take me through what happens when you pull it out at 40 minutes and you're like, this isn't.
It looks like Jell-O. Mm-hmm. So let me leave it back in there. So I'll give it another 20 minutes. Until the top part finally looks like some.
Now it's been cooking for an hour.
So the top part looks like some form of a cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it out, and I cut it up into pieces. Still looked pretty fine. And then I noticed that when I put the powdered sugar on top, it would like, you know, if you ever put water on sugar, it does that look.
It dissolves.
It dissolves.
Mm-hmm.
My sugar on top of the cake was dissolving.
And I was like a swamp.
I was like, this can't be good.
So you know Roy was just like piling it on, trying to make a layer of it so that you could see the cake.
Yes. And if you look sugar. At it, I actually...
I'm trying to find it. Was it on your story?
Yes.
No, it's gone now.
It's gone?
Oh, man. You got to post up.
All right. Well, hang on. I'll get a photo posted right now.
Anyway, sorry. I was just going to look at it while you were talking.
No, you're fine. And I'll post the photo because you can literally see where I dumped sugar on top of the of the cake, and it still didn't work.
You will stick on this cake.
It didn't work, and so I finally cut it up. And
did you try it?
Oh yeah, I had to try it.
Yeah, because I've made cookies before and I burnt them, and Amanda goes, "The bottoms are burnt, they're done." And I made like 9 cookies on a tray, and I'm like, "No, they're not. They're not that bad." And then I would eat them because I just wanted to prove a point because I felt like I made them.
Oh. So now you had to stick by it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not. Not good at all.
I mean, you didn't stick by it.
It tasted like the top part tasted like just butter. It had, even though it looked like chocolate, it had no taste of a chocolate at all.
Baking is one of those things that you have to be like super OCD and follow the recipe to a T to get it to come out right.
Yeah, that's true. And like Roy said, he didn't have everything, so he substituted.
Oh, yeah, you
so
can't bad. Substitute with baking.
And you should have seen the kitchen because I did it all from scratch.
It looks like someone spilt flour.
It looks really bad.
And that's where Roy made his cake.
But the whole kitchen looked as if I baked 15 cakes. I mean, it was like 5 mixing bowls ruined.
Stuff on the floor.
The hand mixer, like somehow chocolate all over the hand mixer. There's chocolate on the...
Callie's got chocolate in her fur.
There's chocolate on wine glasses. There's chocolate on the microwave. You're like, what? The bomb went off in here.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know how people do it.
That's the point, is that it's just too hard,
it
man.
It is, man.
Oh, that's funny. The pastry baking adventures of Roy.
Still to come.
Oh, so good. Hey, we got a War of the Roses for you this morning. Gina and Parker have been dating, and Gina found some lyrics of a song, but her name's not in the song. It's someone else's. Her ex. Or his ex, I'm sorry. So we'll find out if he's cheating with the ex coming up. War of the Roses. Hang out with us, you guys. It's the MRL Show on a Monday.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Hey, Gina, you want to do War of the Roses with your boyfriend, Parker?
So we met on Tinder. We've only been dating for, like, 6 months, and we really hit it off. And I don't know, we both agreed to kind of take things slow because we had come out of relationships that were long term. And we have been, like, we've been, you know, it hasn't been like a fast and furious 6 months. We've been kind of taking it slow, but I don't know. Now I'm afraid that I might be wasting my time because I think he might be cheating.
What makes you think that?
So I found song lyrics on his computer. I know they were about his ex, Sabrina, because the song is called Sabrina. And
wait, okay, well, that's a good indication.
So he made a song?
Yes, yes. He plays guitar and he sings.
That's not cool.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Not well,
I would
she
never,
said.
I thought maybe we had like a local artist, like maybe like a band, like a local band that people would know. If you said his name, would anybody know who he was? Or
no, oh. No, yeah, no. I mean, I have the lyrics right here. If you want to hear them,
yeah, we would love to hear them. I mean, if it's especially if it's significant to you, thinking that you're being cheated on, is it like, hey, Sabrina, when I make out with you?
Well, so it's goes, oh Sabrina, you make my heart sink. Oh, Sabrina, when I look at you, I can't blink. Oh, Sabrina, you're the one for me. But there's something stopping us, so we can't be.
Wasn't that bad.
I mean, that has to make me assume that I'm the one stopping them.
Funny.
Because we're dating.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Okay, well, who's to say that the song lyrics aren't old? Maybe he wrote the song a long time ago
that's
for
fair.
Her.
I thought that too, but I looked at the date on it. Like, you can see when the draft was saved. you know? And no, it was from like yesterday. Like I said, we've really hit it off. So
all right.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to test it.
That's fair.
Okay, well, we'll call him, see who he sends the flowers to. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, be quiet, because we want to hear what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's dial Parker up.
Hello?
Hi, Parker. My name's Emma. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because we have your name and number here as the winner of our tag contest on Instagram.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you in our post.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
Actually, I do. I really do. Yeah. Can I send it to a girl named Sabrina? Can I give the name on the card?
Sabrina is who you want to send it to?
Yeah, Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
Okay, and what would you like to put on Sabrina's card?
Sabrina, I think it's finally our time.
Just that?
Maybe a song lyric would be nice for Sabrina, you know?
Kind of what I was thinking.
So this is not a flower company. This is the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show with War of the Roses. It's a segment where we catch cheaters.
Wait, yeah. What? Hi, Parker. It's Gina.
Gina heard everything. She knows that you sent the romantic package to your ex.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
That sucks. I kind of had a feeling, I'm not going to lie, but I think that pretty much cements it.
I wanted you to find out a different way. This is not how I wanted you to find out.
So you're not denying it at all.
Yeah. I don't know how you want me to find out.
I was going to write you a song. I was going to write you a goodbye song to you.
Oh, ironically, that's how she thought you were cheating on her. She found your song, the lyrics to Sabrina.
You went to my computer?
It was sitting there. You left it open and sitting there.
You still snooped. I mean, come on.
Who cares, dude? You're the one cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's not turn this around. I mean, I was really going to sing you a goodbye song
and then just end it, and that would be it, and it'd be over.
You were going to write her a breakup song?
That's awful thoughtful of you.
I'll save you the trouble. You don't need to.
I kind of want to hear it. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead? We're on live radio. Not a lot of people get this opportunity. Why don't you, with the blessing of Gina, of course... Why don't you belt out a line?
Yeah, I had a bad this morning, but I can. All right, let's try this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Gina, our time together was wonderful. I'll never forget your smile. But it's time to put some miles between us, Gina.
Oh.
I just want to say goodbye. I'm leaving you for Sabrina.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think he's only dating Sabrina because it rhymes with Gina.
Right?
Listen.
That's how you were going to break up with me.
He's no Adam Levine, let's be honest.
Wow. Ouch. Yeah.
Hey. You know, at least you're getting out now before your 3 years
down
the road. Yeah, and you have a really good story to tell.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Ultimately, it's not going to be a good thing for you anyway, Gina. I mean, Parker will end up on The Voice, and it's going to be very difficult, you know, for him.
Especially when he becomes a major star.
Yeah, he's going to be, maybe even a judge. He'll be sitting next to Adam Levine, you know, after he becomes a breakout star. Okay, all right, Dan. All right, Gina, now you know. There you go. We're all winners today having heard that song.
Yeah, right.
WNKX by Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You got $1,000 for you with the Kiss Cash Code at 8 a.m., so make sure you come back for that.
And this weekend was a three-day weekend for the show, so my birthday is actually on Thursday this week. Dean, my son, who's turning six, his birthday is on Wednesday. So we asked him if he wanted to do a birthday party this year or would he rather like do a trip, and he decided to do a trip. So we'd never been to Greenville before, so we went to Greenville, ignored all of Roy's recommendations.
Mm-hmm. You did?
No, actually, I didn't. Buddy, we had so many recommendations from so many people, and you guys all pretty much picked the same stuff.
Yeah.
So
there's not that much to do.
But it's really nice, and we had a good time, although the weather on Friday was just a disaster.
Was it raining down there, too?
Yeah, poor. Yeah. I mean, it didn't rain. It like...
Monsooned.
So we went to the Children's Museum and had fun there.
Oh.
And then you probably didn't do that because you didn't have kids, Roy.
No.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Yeah.
No, I didn't go to the Children's Museum.
Although you would have been totally... It is fun for adults, too, but...
Is it?
And then on Saturday, we went to the zoo, but it was like, again, rain. It was probably the worst day of the year.
To go to Greenville?
Temperature-wise. Yeah. I mean, it was like 48 and rainy.
Yeah.
Oh, and Greenville's a walking city, too.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It's a walking city.
So because Saturday was kind of a washout, I think like a lot of Easter egg hunts and stuff were pushed or, you know, had to be done, but had to be done quickly in between, you know, heavy rain downpours. So on Sunday, we went to Falls Park, which is where the awesome waterfalls are. And as I'm walking, I look and I saw an Easter egg on the ground. And I said to Dean, I said, Dean, buddy, there's an Easter egg. Grab it. And so he did. It was a plastic Easter egg. And he opened it and there was $2 inside.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, we were like, whoa, that's awesome. And Amanda's like, oh, that's probably for the Easter egg hunt that's going to happen later on today. And I said, I don't think so. Look, the egg has dirt and stuff all over it, like from the rain.
Like somebody forgot it.
I said, I think, yeah. I said, my guess is that there was like an Easter egg hunt yesterday, babe, and these are just leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Dean's got gold fever, and he's looking all over. He finds another one in a storm drain pipe.
Uh-huh.
A little one. Opens that one, $1.
Whoa.
Finds another one hanging from the tree, opens it, $5.
Whoa, you crashed somebody's Easter egg hunt.
Finds another one underneath a rock, $2 more.
But why would somebody be not hunting those? I don't understand.
We didn't know. I mean, so finally, like, I Googled it. Like, I Googled...
it was probably for the next day, right?
Falls Park Easter egg hunt. We were there on Sunday. It said the Easter egg hunt was Saturday, starting at noon.
They didn't find all the things?
But I'm telling you, because of the weather, people bailed and didn't go look for the eggs down by the river.
That's but can awesome. We talk about the fact that they're putting money in these eggs, too? Like, they didn't get, like, the little chicks, peeps or whatever,
no.
And jelly beans and, like, cheap things. Like, they put cold, hard cash
y'all,
in these things. I'd be looking, too.
We pulled out $16 in cash. And I'm gonna text the picture.
$16.
That's a lot.
That's where their taxpayer dollars is going. Whoever put that, is it the city that puts that on? Or
well,
and that's just one kid that found that. Imagine how much they actually hid.
Nicole, I just sent that to you. You could post that up at the MRL show so people could see the jackpot.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I mean, we just kept finding egg after egg after egg, and it was convenient because my wife and I hadn't planned anything for Easter.
Yeah, I mean, you had gas money for the way home. That's awesome.
I mean,
I love it.
It covered Dad's Bloody Mary at brunch.
Right?
Wow.
So Amanda was like real nervous and she's like, I don't know. Something's not right. And each Easter egg looked like it had been there overnight and had mm-hmm. been dirty. Like nothing. Yeah. And plus, we were there at 10 a.m. and there was no signs for the Easter egg hunt. You know what I mean? Like,
who put on the Easter egg?
We don't know, but
who puts on an Easter egg hunt with money?
Right.
I'm going next year.
I know. I'm going to go down to Greenville, too.
I'm going to make a special trip.
I'm going to be knocking kids out of my way. Get out of here. Scream, kids.
And by the way,
move it, Scrappy.
Pray for rain during the Easter egg hunt and then just go the next morning.
Wow.
So were these eggs in like plain sight?
Not terribly hidden.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked, you know, left, right, underneath things, you would find them. I mean, nothing was like really buried. And we were walking across the bridge to leave, and Dean found one, ran back over the bridge, and ran down there and got it. And by the way, no one else. We got there earlier. Everybody started coming out after church, and no one else was picking up any of the eggs.
Yeah.
Because how awesome would it have been if, like, the Easter egg was supposed to be after church and you took all the eggs before the kids could get there?
I know. I know.
I was thinking. Like, it was supposed to be Saturday, but then got postponed to Sunday afternoon.
Amanda felt really guilty, and I said, Amanda, if it was just me and you and we were pocketing the money, that's fine, but this is going in Dean's piggy bank. Yeah. It was Dean's Easter egg.
It was supposed to be for kids anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah, Dean just.
However, having said that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to tell the city of Greenville the following. If I owe you $16, I will mail you a check. In fact, I'll bring down a big giant check and we can, and I'll write I'm sorry on it. Like, you know, the one we get for a Secret Santa novelty check. I'll write I'm sorry on it.
I love
$16.
That there was an Easter egg hunt with cash.
I wonder if, and you guys can shoot a text message or give us a shout. We got to get to the census survey here in just a minute, so we won't have a ton of time for calls. But if you're, now imagine if we got in trouble for this. You know what I mean? And then I got thinking, I'm like, when did your kids get you in trouble for something? You're the adult. Your kids did something but got you in trouble. 704-570-9595. Because ultimately, we would blame our son. Like, if we got in trouble for it, you know. But there was no signs or anything. It was the strangest thing. But y'all, there was $5 in one of the eggs.
That's crazy.
Right? So if there was rain, I'd still go down through that mud to get that money if I was a kid.
$5?
Right? Yep. All right, when did your kids get you in trouble? 704-570-9595. We'll get to some of those stories, plus Roy Senseless.
You have a brand new Senseless survey. And Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirty?
So I know everybody loves Saved by the Bell. There was somewhat of a reunion.
Cool.
And I've got details on it.
All right, lots to do on a Monday morning with the Maine Roy and Lorraine Show.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Who used to call me on my cell phone?
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Leslie, please?
This is she.
Hi, Leslie. My name is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau, operator number 794321 799329. And you're on a recorded line. This is an official call. You have 30 seconds for a quick survey.
Okay, and it's quick.
What's all that racket in the background?
I'm trying to watch my show. It's like the one show I watch every day. So.
Which show's that?
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow. You admit that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I do.
So if pro and cons are opposites, wouldn't the opposite of progress be Congress?
She even listened?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you not, do you not have DVR?
No, I don't.
You don't have DVR?
No.
Oh,
I know it's ghetto.
You're missing out. Can a pig pull a hamstring?
Oh. I have no idea.
Can a woodpecker get a headache?
You think so?
Are you joking right now?
The government never jokes. Did you turn your favorite show off?
No, it's still on.
At what point does furniture become antiques?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe after 100 years?
100 years?
Or 50 years? I don't know.
50 years?
30 years?
Oh, my gosh, 30 years? I mean, I'll put that down.
Judger.
I don't know. This is not my specialty. I don't know why you're asking me these things.
If humans evolved from monkeys and apes, why do they still exist?
I think that's going to be a pretty complicated answer. I don't really have time for that right now.
Well, do you think that if we shut Days of Our Lives off for a moment, maybe that we can jump into that topic?
I don't stop my jokes for anyone. Can we please wrap this up?
Okay. Do hemorrhoids and asteroids have anything in common?
Oh, my gosh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
If you're a Saved by the Bell fan, you'll be excited to know the cast reunited to celebrate 30 plus years of friendship.
Yeah, they all look great in that picture,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah. Mario Lopez posted it on Instagram and commented, friends forever. Now, Game of Thrones fans.
I watched it last night. Guess what happened?
No, I don't want to know because I didn't watch it. And I hope I DVR'd it.
Okay, go ahead.
But some Game of Thrones fans got to see that second episode a little bit earlier than HBO had anticipated. So Game of Thrones fans in Germany got to see the second episode when Amazon Prime Video accidentally uploaded the second installment of this season early. Now, they did take it down once they realized it, but a lot of fans were already hot on the trail.
Isn't that a thing, Roy, where it gets released in Germany, but it's in English with no subtitles and none of the Germans understand what's happening? Can you imagine if that happened here? Like, we'll release it, but it's going to be in Japanese.
We'd freak out.
Yeah, nobody would know what's happening. It was a good episode last night, BT Dubs.
Okay. So, good
news. Night King.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to go home and watch it now. All right. Good news for Beyonce fans. If you liked the Homecoming on Netflix, you'll love this news. She just got two new projects with Netflix, and it's not too bad.
Yeah, pass.
Nobody
likes Homecoming because it's Coachella footage that's already been out.
All right. Simmer down. Good. Hold on. We'll get there in a second. But she, the two deals that she just did with Netflix reportedly equal $60 million. All right, now back to this Homecoming thing.
$60 million?
$60 million.
Yeah,
Netflix,
for what?
Netflix pays for everything. Like, I'm sorry, Beasley, but can Netflix pick up this radio show? I want to get paid. They pay everything.
Love you, mean it, but maybe you could partner with them.
At least we put out new content. We watched that Beyonce thing, and Amanda's like, I've already seen this footage.
I did, too. I watched it over the weekend, and although it was fantastic, it was a little confusing because it's the footage from Coachella last year, but Coachella is two different weekends. So they basically wore yellow on the first weekend and pink on the second weekend and then spliced the two performances together. So people were so confused. They're like, whoa, did the lights just change? Why are they in different outfits? And then you realize.
Yeah, we were screaming in my household, like, what just happened? What is this? How's their clothes changing? That was us watching Beyonce.
It's happening. It's really happening.
You weren't handling it well. Yeah.
All right. And Kim Kardashian is weighing in on the college admission scandal. You know, Kim Kardashian, she has a very privileged life, but she just doesn't see privilege coming into her kids' college.
I think as a parent, I would never, if they couldn't get into a school, I would never want to use privilege to try to force them into a situation that they wouldn't thrive in anyway. That is not appropriate. I want my kids to be kind. I want them to be as grounded as possible.
You know, sometimes Kim makes sense, and I kind of like that. Like, why would I want to send Dean to a college that he didn't want to go, that like he wasn't comfortable getting into or putting them in a position to fail?
Yeah, well, I'm sure in situations like this college admission scandal, they paid to get their kids in. They probably paid for their grades, too.
Yeah.
You know? So they're not really struggling. They're just at a sleepaway camp, basically, having the time of their lives and getting decent grades. C's get degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, he's being accused of trying to get Amber Heard fired from Aquaman. And a former Warner Brothers chairman will have to testify under oath to see if Johnny tried to get her blacklisted. But that's your dirty for now.
All right. Let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595-89 wins. Call now and take her down.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Wake up.
Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Rachel. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're great. Coming off the weekend, a little Easter weekend with the fam. Ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's do it.
All right,
Lauren,
studio.
I'm going.
Lauren putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Ariana Grande bought Haley Baldwin's pop star husband out to close out Coachella, and he announced that his next album is actually coming out soon. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
And the Roy, watch the changes here. Okay. Fans are losing their minds over the fact that Shawn Mendes doesn't wash his face. What country is that pop star from?
Canada?
Question 3. This Rolling in the Deep singer announced that her and her husband have separated.
Adele.
Will Smith surprised Coachella by jumping on stage during his son's set. Who is his son? Three?
Jaden Smith.
Okay, and question five. The cast of Saved by the Bell reunited for a picture, and the character A.C. Slater posted it. What is A.C. Slater's real name?
Mario Lopez.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Rachel got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, here we go for 90 wins. Ariana Grande brought Haley Baldwin's pop star husband out to close out Coachella, and he announced that his next album is coming soon. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
And fans are losing their minds over the fact that Shawn Mendes doesn't wash his face. What country is that pop star from?
Canada.
This Rolling in the Deep singer announced her and her husband have separated.
Adele.
Question four. Will Smith surprised Coachella by jumping on stage during his son's set. Who is his son?
Jaden.
And the last question, the cast of Saved by the Bell reunited for a picture, and the character A.C. Slater posted it. What is his real name?
Mario Lopez.
Loren. It was a good run, but you got them all correct, and it increases by one more point, 90 wins.
It's a good run, and it'll continue to be a good run.
Rachel, great job.
Thanks. I was hesitant on the Shawn Mendes thing.
Yeah, so's Loren.
Yeah? You gotta, like, pull it out of the archives. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go today?
All right. I'm Rachel from Cornelius, and I can't believe beat Loren McIntyre.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Uh-huh. Have a great day. Oh, up next, we got to do something we love doing. It's kind of a new popular segment here on the MRL show.
It is called Unfriended. What happens when your own sister, what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at that.
What happens when your own sister unfollows you, unfriends you? You got to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
I would just hash it out at family dinner and make it real awkward for everyone, but not this time.
Let's get everybody on the phone and hash it out on the radio. Let's see what family problems we can stir up. It's a brand new Unfriended at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we love doing this. It's called Unfriended, and Sean sent us a message and wants to know why somebody's unfriended him on Facebook. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. I got unfriended by my sister.
Your sister must have done something real bad.
Her name's Lori. She lives up in Ohio. But I was jumping online to show my wife a couple of pictures of us when we were younger. And I knew she had them on her page. And I went to pull her up and I had to re-request her as a friend. I was real surprised by it.
Has she accepted you back yet?
No, This just happened a day or two ago that I realized I had been unfriended. But, like, I've been thinking about it, and it's real weird and it's real kind of annoying that she unfriended me. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
And there's no argument. There's no family gossip. There's nothing that you can think of that would get you unfriended?
No. Nothing I can think of. Like we don't argue too much. Neither one of us are big political posters, so we avoid a lot of that.
Okay.
No big family drama that I can think of. Last time we saw each other, things were pretty good. We usually talk every few weeks or so.
Sean really wants to know you guys, and he's agreed to not reach out to her to let us help him. Okay. So he's been holding on to this, you know, all through the weekend. So we got her number. Producer Nicole is actually talking to Lori right now off the air. And then when she comes on, Sean, don't give her too much time. Just be like, hey, Lori, why'd you unfriend me?
Okay, you got it.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay. Nicole gave a thumbs up.
Okay.
All right. Lori, hey, are you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Lori. This is the Manny, Rory, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Your brother Sean's on the phone, and he wants to ask you something pretty important.
Hey, Lori. I gotta know, why did you unfriend me?
What?
Yeah.
What? So you're asking, is this on the radio?
Yeah. Well, we're just like the middlemen, the mitigators, if you will.
This has become one of the hottest, newest segments on the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Really?
I mean, yeah, really. I can't believe you unfriended me. What's going on?
It's so ridiculous.
Huh?
It's no big deal.
I mean, it is a big deal. To me, we're family.
What did Sean do?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It's nothing.
Is it because I posted that picture of you back when you were in high school in that bikini?
What? I didn't know you did that.
Well, it was a Thursday photo. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
That's not funny. Okay, but you don't post that.
See, Lori, if you hadn't unfriended him, then you wouldn't know.
That's true.
But, Lori, you made the decision to go on there and unfriend him. So what prompted you to do that?
Oh, my gosh. It was just kind of a joke. My friends and I were, people put those ridiculous, like, I'm going to cleanse the number of people that I have kind of, like, questionnaires or things that they have on their Facebook page where you have to answer, like, 20 questions about them or they're going to defriend you first. And we're going through the questions and none of us knew the answers. We just all unfriended them. Save them time. I don't know when you ate pizza and what you ordered. I mean, it's stupid.
I know what she's talking about, Sean.
I don't.
I've seen this before, too. It starts off, Sean, was it a crucial post where you're like, attention, I'm unfriending you if you don't know. If you don't know me, then we shouldn't be Facebook friends. Like, what's my favorite pizza? What kind of car do I drive?
Yeah.
And they're putting... But no one wants to take that test, Sean.
Yeah, but that's probably a fun test. He was probably kidding.
Well, but why would...
Also, quizzes are ridiculous. He puts so many quizzes. They're so ridiculous.
I like quizzes. They're fun. They're a fun thing. Like, obviously, I'm going to unfriend people in my family.
You. It's so self-absorbed. It's just silly. I mean, I'm not mad. We just did it as a joke. We unfriended you to save you the time.
Technically, you did save. You didn't know the answers. You were going to unfriend them, so they just beat you to the punch, dude.
Well, Lori, are you going to send him a friend request back?
No, he already sent her a friend request. She hasn't answered it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lori, are you going to accept Sean's friend request?
I'll have to think about it.
Why don't you put a quiz up on your Facebook page and see how many answers he can get, and then if he answers enough, then he can be your friend.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right. Lori, thanks for coming on with us all the way from Ohio. Sean, you got your answer, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he wanted us to unfriend him.
All right, why don't you two say I love you, your brother and sister?
I love you, Lori.
Oh, really?
That's about
Lori,
right.
Lori, be nice to him. Tell him you love him.
Oh, I love you, Sean.
Oh, my God.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hopefully you got that KISS cash code word that scored you a shot at $1,000. Plus, you get put in the running for $10,000 just by texting in that number or hitting up our website or the app, KISS95.1 app. There's different ways to do it. All the information is at KISS95.1.com.
We just had an unfriended where the sister unfriended her brother, and we had them both on the radio station to kind of, I don't want to say hash it out, but see what get to the bottom of them.
Yeah. You guys, this is so awesome because we are now getting more and more requests for unfriended. So, like, we'll likely have another one next Monday.
Okay.
But I know exactly what Lori's talking about. Lori said she unfriended Sean because Sean put this out there on Facebook. He goes, let's see how well... First off, he goes, I'm going to start cleaning out my friends.
Yeah.
I got a lot of spring cleaning to do. If you don't know my favorite pizza, what kind of car I drive, or what my favorite movie is, I'm unfriending you. How annoying is that?
That's very annoying.
So I like what she did. She goes, I didn't know the answer to any of those, so I unfriended him.
I wonder, though, I don't know. I just feel like I would do that as a joke, maybe.
But it's not. These people are
serious.
Some of them are serious. Some of them, you're right, are just joking. You know, they respond to the funny answers. Like, no, you know I hate pizza.
You know, I've had someone do the whole, I'm going to be cleaning out my Facebook list, and then I'll immediately come and be like, wow, looks like I made the cut. And then I don't make the cut. I go back to the page and they unfriend me.
They're like, oh, yeah, Roy. I forgot about Roy. Let me unfriend him.
Also, how's this for a move? Thanks. Thank you, everyone, for your birthday wishes. I appreciate them. Yesterday was a special day. Happy birthday.
With that unfriended, we kind of want to know, you and your sibling at odds for something?
So, yeah, and this is kind of like a two-headed monster here on the unfriended, because they're at odds because she's tired of his quiz that he posted, but they're also at odds because she had no idea he did this. Listen to this.
Is it because I posted that picture of you back when you were in high school in that bikini?
What? I didn't know you did that.
I absolutely love the silence. Because she's like, what?
Huh?
Back when you were in high school in that bikini?
She's like, what?
Oh, man.
Well, why are you and your siblings at odds?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. That's how you reach us here in the studio.
Somebody called a little while ago and said that her and her siblings are at odds because they have different political and religious beliefs.
Yeah.
But they still are friendly. They just can't talk about those things. They have boundaries. I imagine that's pretty common.
I would think so.
And it does take a bigger person, two big people, to go around it and still love each other, even though they have different beliefs and thoughts.
My uncle goes on these like Facebook rants, and I love my uncle. I don't agree with dang near anything he says, so I just hide those posts.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
I don't unfriend him. I mean, I love my uncle, but I just don't want to hear his stuff.
I don't know what I'd do if my sister viewed so different. Like, you know, if we were that different.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're best friends. I mean, we are just best friends.
I don't even know my middle brother's political leanings.
Really?
Yeah. Not really.
That's a pretty cool move.
And I'm not sure my older brother knows mine. I'm a mystery. I know my older brother's.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that he knows mine. 704-570-9595. I want to talk to you guys. We want to hear from the siblings. Why are you at odds with your siblings? And it could be something ridiculous. In fact, that's even funnier. Like, I can't stand my brother. Well, why is that? Because he knows I leave before him and we live in the same house and he parks behind me every day and I have to wake him up and tell him to move his car. So annoying. Aaron is in here, our digital producer. Are you and your siblings at odds over anything? You guys do live in the perfect home.
My brother's on this new kick now that, like, you know, he's a freshman in high school and he's like, I could beat you up.
He's looking for dominance in the house.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, he's trying to stake his claim.
Right. So, did your dad buy you boxing gloves?
Yeah, he wants to fight me all the time.
Really?
He tries to box me.
Do you have to take it outside?
We do sometimes. Yeah, and he still doesn't win yet.
Okay.
He texted me the weekend and says, "Guess what? I got abs."
Oh
my god!
Oh god. Here's our buddy.
This is Josh in Lancaster.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. So you and your siblings at odds?
No, me and my little brother, my baby brother, we don't get along at all. He don't like me and I don't like him.
Now, I remember one of our very first phone calls when we ever heard from Josh. Josh called in to say that his mom really loves his brother. Doesn't your mom really love your brother, your younger brother?
My little brother is a pet peeve. She thinks his poo-poo smells like roses.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're at such odds and evens that he plays Xbox as well, and I've got him blocked on Xbox.
Whoa!
Well, did you see him this weekend for Easter or no?
No.
What about for Christmas? Will you see him for the holidays?
No.
Wow. He is blacklisted.
I avoid him all the way around.
So what happens when you're in the same place?
I go to a different room, or either he goes somewhere else, or we just don't associate.
And is it just because you have nothing in common and you're, like, just jealous of him?
No, I'm not jealous of him, but he just doesn't like me due to the fact the way I am because I'm a diehard country boy, and he doesn't like country boys.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
He sees himself as a city.
Did you lose your
city slicker.
Oh, there. Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, we got you, Josh. All right, so he's entirely, is he like a little fratty, a little frat boyish? No, we're losing
him. I think we lost him.
By the way, that would make a great TV show.
People just not talking all of a sudden?
The two opposites. I'm a country guy, and that's my city slicker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk with Meg in Gastonia. Hey, Meg.
Hi.
So why are you upset with your sister?
She stole my boyfriend and then married him.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Well, but aren't you happy by now?
What?
By now, with them being married?
It was a bittersweet thing, but I'm kind of happy about it now. It was just kind of a weird that people are like, no, that didn't happen, and I'm like, yeah, it kind of did.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Meg. That stinks. One more.
Megan and Indian Trail.
Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what happened? What's going on with who? Your brother's wife? You're at odds with?
Yeah. I have two older brothers. The one that's closest age to me,
he's married to the girl now, but she used to be with my oldest brother. She went to high school with him. She used to date him that way back in the day, and then she pretty much went to my younger brother, or my second oldest. And because she wasn't, you know, a really good person and everything, and mm-hmm. she ended up, like, not liking me or something like that, so she won't let me and him talk.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah, that sucks. Last time we talked on the phone, she slapped him for talking to me.
Oh.
Holy.
Thanks, Megan. That's crazy, you guys. Yeah. And this is family.
Yeah.
We got a text message from 980 that said, me and my brother at odds because he feels that I have too many kids.
Okay. Well, that's not your business.
My buddy has, like, 4 kids, and it's pandemonium. Like, if I try to call him, kids are screaming. If I stop by, I mean, I ask him, I'm like, are you running a schoolhouse out of your backyard? I mean, like, there's so many kids everywhere.
My best friend's the same way, but it's like his 3 kids, and then he's dating someone who's got her own kids. And I have to, like, mentally prepare myself to go and see them.
It's too many kids.
It is.
It's funny. All right, keep them coming. You can text us 704-570-9595 or hit us up on our socials at the MRL Show. Tell us why you and your siblings just aren't getting along.
Hey, we have to get to a senseless survey. When someone is watching TV and they don't want to talk to me, I tell them, turn it off. Doesn't end well. Senseless survey, 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Call me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Leslie, please?
This is she.
Hi, Leslie. My name is Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Bureau. Operator number 794-321-799-329. And you're on a recorded line. This is an official call. You have 30 seconds for a quick survey.
Okay. If it's quick.
What's all that racket in the background?
I'm trying to watch my show. It's the one show I watch every day. So.
Which show's that?
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, wow. You admit that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I do.
So if pro and cons are opposites, wouldn't the opposite of progress be Congress?
She even listened?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you not have DVR?
No, I don't.
You don't have DVR?
No.
Oh,
I know it's ghetto.
You're missing out. Can a pig pull a hamstring?
Oh, I have no idea.
Can a woodpecker get a headache?
You think so?
Are you joking right now? I don't.
The government never jokes. Did you turn your favorite show off?
No, it's still on.
At what point does furniture become antiques?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe after 100 years?
100 years.
For 50 years? I don't know.
50 years?
30 years?
Oh, my gosh, 30 years. I mean, I'll put that down.
Judger.
I don't know. This is not my specialty. I don't know why you're asking me these things.
If humans evolved from monkeys and apes, why do they still exist?
I think that's going to be a pretty complicated answer. I don't really have time for that right now.
Wow. Do you think that if we shut Days of Our Lives off for a moment, maybe that we can jump into that topic?
I don't stop my jokes for anyone. Can we please wrap this up?
No.
Okay. Do hemorrhoids and asteroids have anything in common?
Oh, my gosh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah, go listen to the little Well.
What?
I think his name's Little Dickie.
Oh, yeah, the new song.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so sad news. Adele and her husband have called it quits, y'all.
Oh, no.
I know. Now, they do have a child together, and they are committed to raising their son together, but just not in the same household.
Hey, Jen Garner and Ben Affleck were together for Easter.
Yeah, got it right here.
And they're not, I mean...
Yeah, they're parenting together, spending the holidays together, just not living together.
Hey, we're going to get good music from Adele, though.
That is true.
Yeah, we are.
Adele reportedly, though, signed over her house to her now ex back in January. So he'll be living in their family home, and she'll move on. I'm sure she has like 8 other houses, by the way. Will Smith, he hit the Coachella stage and surprised fans when he jumped on stage with his son, Jaden. And he was kind of his hype man. It was cool. He was, you know, saying, I love this man right here. They had a little back and forth, and Will hung around for a little bit.
I can't believe he didn't get jiggy with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to, like, upstage his kid, you know?
I would.
I know you would, Manny.
Yeah, even poor Dean. I feel bad as he gets older.
I know.
Daddy wants the spotlight. Sit down.
Dean's going to make a joke, and then, like, Manny's going to jump all over him and tell a better joke.
Hey, real quick. My son Dean got Dynamite Kid of the Week. Mm-hmm. So you get to go on TV at the elementary school. And, you know, all you have to do is thank the teacher or something. So I go, hey, did you plug Dad's radio show? He goes, no, I wasn't allowed to. I just had to thank the teacher.
Oh, my gosh. The strife in the household is real.
Like, plug that show, bro. Plug that show.
We need as many listeners as possible.
Yeah. Tomorrow's show. Yep. All right. What's trending? Oh, what's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Loren like today?
All right. So we're doing a little work on the new house and doing some painting. And I found it's kind of like a paintbrush sponge hybrid. And it helps you paint the perfect line so you don't really have to tape your corners off anymore.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. We'll have it up for you at kiss95.1.com.
You know, we have a pretty big show. There's the four of us, including producer Nicole. Then there's our interns, and there's producer Aaron, who does our video stuff. And every once in a while, you kind of find gold with some of our extra characters on the show. And that's what we've come across this morning. One of our interns is in a relationship, but is also on Tinder. But don't worry, because he's on Tinder with his girlfriend. They're on it together.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. Are you aware of what's going on behind the scenes?
I have an idea.
All right. We're going to talk about this coming up. You guys got to be with us in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
With the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, someone on this show is in a relationship and on Tinder. That person is intern Jamie.
That's right.
Now, intern Jamie, he works a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. He does a lot of the video equipment, and we happened to hear this morning that he was on Tinder, and we were like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
You have a girlfriend.
So who brings this up in the relationship?
My girlfriend did.
And how did you react?
I mean, I was kind of open to it, honestly, when she first brought it up.
You didn't think it felt like a trick?
Hold on, yeah. Stop. No, everybody stop for one second. You guys, Jamie is in college. You're younger. Is your girlfriend out of high school?
Yes.
Is she of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
By the way, and this is an adult conversation, if you got kiddies in the car, just so if you want to turn the channel just for a quick moment.
What do you mean? What's adult about a couple having a Tinder account?
It's a fun app.
What are you guys looking for?
It's a fun app. Yeah.
Okay. So your girlfriend says, hey, I think we should get on Tinder because she's interested in another guy or another gal, or it doesn't matter?
Girls, yeah. So what happened is my roommate is recently going through a breakup, and we've seen him getting a lot of hookups on Tinder. And me and my girlfriend have both been dating since high school, and we've been 16, or we started dating at 15 and 16, so we never really got to experience that kind of thing.
Oh.
So when we started seeing my roommate doing it, she's like, that looks like fun. You know, we've never been able to do that because we've always had each other. Why don't we do it together?
Whoa.
So instead of going your separate ways.
Oh, oh. So mature.
Yeah.
For a 19-year-old.
Well, I've also, like, I'm one of the only guys that she's been, like, that she's dated. So, like, she's mostly, like, into girls. So, like, she's like, would you like to go?
Really?
Like,
she's mostly, so, interesting. Yeah. Now, is there a little bit in you that's afraid that she'll leave you for someone else that you guys find on Tinder?
Good question.
I'm not too worried about that. Like, we've talked about that, and we're like, yeah, no, it's always just going to be the two of us, and then whoever else is just going to be kind of the added on. plus one.
Insert person here just for the evening.
Yeah.
Not like,
yeah, and we,
you're
like,
not
we
going on dates with this person. It's literally
yeah, like,
just
we'd probably take them out to drinks beforehand or
well,
something.
Well, I mean, but you don't want to be rude.
Yeah.
Look at you, big spender.
You get one beer.
Yeah. What are the rules? Are you allowed to log on? Do you have to be together when you log on to the Tinder account?
So I've let her kind of do the whole thing because she's asked me if I want to download it on my phone and do the swiping. And I said, that's a trap. That is a horrible idea because all it takes is for one girl to be like, hey, you don't need her anymore. And then she sees that and then it's all over. And it's just a whole big argument and conversation that I don't want to have. So I'm just letting her do it and how it plays out, it plays out.
Wow. Okay, if you're just joining us, that's intern Jamie. He does our digital stuff behind the scenes, and he and his girlfriend are on Tinder together. Is your picture, your profile picture, the two of you?
Yeah, the one picture that like shows up first is a picture of the two of us, so that way like
there's no mistaking.
Yeah, that way there's like no mistaking, and like it makes pretty like clear on the profile too.
Is there an app or a Tinder for this couples? Specific thing, I wonder?
Don't know.
Well, yeah. I think Tinder is the way to go because, like, we've seen a lot of other profiles that are the exact same thing, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, like a couple looking for
yeah, where it's just
one.
Like, I'm a girl and me and my man are going trying to find somebody else or something.
Sorry, go ahead, Roy.
I just know that Sterling and I have a Bumble account together for Bumble BFF, and I wonder how many people think that him and I are looking for a third. If they've ran across it.
My question for you, Jamie, is would you ever be, like, you're open to the one person coming into your relationship. Would you ever be interested in another couple that was looking for the same thing?
Like, four people total?
That's a
party.
Well.
That's called swinging.
I would think that would be easier for him to find another couple who's open to doing the same thing than it would be to find one single person to come into the relationship.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't really thought about that just because we've mostly just been thinking about, like, you know, the added person.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I feel like if I'm open to this, I wouldn't feel too awkward
the other way
with a different like a couple instead of just a person.
What about connections? Have you made any connections? Have you had any contact with anyone? Is the ball rolling on any level?
We made a few matches, but we've been too like nervous to say anything because we have no idea how to talk to people. Or
you got
to
get it out in the open.
We do,
first.
But like the only times that like last time we had to flirt or like do anything to like you know like try to impress somebody was like 5 years ago when we were 16.
Yeah.
So we have no idea what we're doing.
Is it in your profile?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. They know that the two of us are a couple.
And it's, what does your profile say?
I don't really recall exactly what it says. It's something just like
hi, I'm Jamie and I'm Amanda or Amber. What's your girlfriend's name?
Emily.
Emily.
It's like, hi, I'm Emily. You know, we're looking for a girl to like be our third to take out on a date.
Wow.
And have fun with.
Do you think the picture is, like, all Emily and, like, a little, like...
the side of his face.
Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, half cropped out. No,
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the both.
When you're looking for a third... and by the way, if you are a couple and... Or maybe you're in a... Let's ask it this way. If you're in a relationship and you're on Tinder, please call us 704-570-9595. How does that work?
We could stay anonymous. I would...
Of course.
I didn't know it was such a thing.
Right, I know. We were shocked by this.
I didn't realize it was a thing, too, until my roommate started saying that he saw a lot of couples on Tinder.
Hmm.
Now, if you get a match, how quickly, I mean, do you have to... in other words, you're not looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
So does she have to, like, screamo music like you do, you and your girlfriend?
Not really.
Does she have to have purple hair? you guys are a little emo.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you need? Is that what you're looking for?
No, I mean, we're just looking for, you know, other people.
Okay.
So you really don't care who they, like, with their interests or anything like that. You just
just don't be a bad person. Like,
right.
When we take you out to drinks, just don't be, like, mean.
Right.
Jerk.
Sure.
You know?
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk more to intern Jamie.
Paula, we're going to talk with Paula. She's the third in a relationship, so we'll be able to see it from the other side of all this. That's going to be coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But we're talking about if you're in a relationship and you get on Tinder to find that third.
Yeah, our intern Jamie and his girlfriend have a joint Tinder profile We still haven't seen a picture of it, have we?
No, I don't think so. I'd like to see it, though.
I know. I want to see what your profile picture looks like.
During the last break, she actually sent me a screenshot.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay. Fantastic. Read the bio for everybody, Meany.
Oh, do you mind if I read the...
No, you can't read the bio?
All right, hold on.
That's even the whole bio.
Oh, then let me tell you, if you're part of the radio family and you find this, that's gold. Must be gold.
Okay, so there's also, Jamie, just for future reference, somebody texted in from 724 and said that there is a Tinder for people looking for a third.
Oh.
And it's called Thirder.
Thirder?
Yeah.
Or like Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah.
A Thirder.
Thirder. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you could see some... Is this the whole thing, or did she cut that out? Is that what it looks like?
That's basically the whole thing.
Okay, so, yeah, Emily put the picture. You can see her smile. Jamie's head is cut off entirely.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, in the screenshot it is, because it's supposed to be the one of the screenshots of the bio, so we just went down to the bio.
But you wouldn't let us read the bio, so let's get the picture.
Is there anything really bad in the bio?
I mean, it's basically what you said.
Oh. Yeah, I just don't want to be too specific about it.
Which is kind of like, hey, we're looking for, my boyfriend and I are looking for someone.
Let me tell you, we were ever looking for a third, I would be all over the radio. I'd make sure everybody knows about it.
You wouldn't need that app.
Yeah, I wouldn't need it.
Call in right now.
This is Paula in Charlotte.
Hey.
Hi, Paula. So our intern and his girlfriend are looking on Tinder for a potential third partner. Now, you are the third in a relationship.
I am the third in a relationship, and I kind of just stumbled upon it on accident.
Were you on Tinder?
I was actually on Bumble, but I am on Tinder and Bumble.
Now, on your Tinder profile, do you put that you're looking for a couple?
No, I actually just have, like, a fairly general profile, not really, like, looking for anything specific, and... You know, it's just very plain. So I was quite surprised when I actually matched with someone who said they were looking for a third. I was like, just newly divorced, and was like, well, F it. You know what? Let's do that.
So did they sit down and explain rules?
Well, so I asked him if his fiance at the time knew about me. And, yeah, everything was open because his profile was actually separate, but he had a picture of both of them on there. And so I went to meeting him for dates, and then by the end of the night, he was like, do you want to meet her? And I was like, well, of course, we'll just get it out of the way. You know, I didn't really know where things were going to go, but what really sold the relationship for me was actually her.
Oh, wait, so he's dating you, sometimes not with her.
Well, no, we all three date each other now.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you're alone with her, and sometimes you're alone with him, and sometimes you're all together.
Correct.
Wow. But you met him first.
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
And then she was the one that sold the deal for you.
Yes, she was so kind, and like that night, like I got a little too drunk, and you know she ended up doing my laundry and holding my hair back as I threw up. So.
Aww. Hey, that's how Lorraine met her husband.
That is true.
And that was our first date. Paula, real quick, what advice do you have for Jamie and his girlfriend who are on Tinder in the same kind of position as you? What should they do with the third?
I would say keep an open mind. Don't be too picky. You'd be surprised on, like, personalities. And, you know, just have fun with it and just be open and honest with your communication. I really liked how he said, you know, she's got control of it, whatever, if that's what works for them, then that's great, as long as there's open communication and honesty.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
I'm way too jealous of a person for this.
James 704 just texted in and said, in the poly community, couples seeking a third is called unicorn hunting.
Oh!
Unicorn hunting.
You're hunting for unicorns!
That means you're hunting for something that doesn't exist. That sucks.
Hunting for a while.
Anonymous in Concord, you are in a relationship and on Tinder.
Yes. So I was just listening to Paula's conversation. Ours is a little bit different.
Uh-huh. And can you turn your radio off so because we can hear a bit of an echo?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Uh-huh. So ours is a little bit different. So a few months ago, fiance was like, hey, I want a girlfriend. And I just kind of jokingly said back, you know, well, I kind of want one too. You get one, I get one. And she was like, yeah. She's like, that's fine. So instead of more or less looking for a third, we each have our own Tinder profiles.
Whoa.
And we both kind of get to have a separate girlfriend. We have a set of rules, you know, we...
listed them out. I have them on the notes. We go over each of the rules on the people with dates, and, you know, it's pretty open. So similar, but not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, you're working towards one goal, Anonymous, and that is to stay off of War of the Roses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is exactly the goal.
How long have you been doing this?
January.
And who found a plus one first?
I would say she was the first one to hook up with a girl. I feel like I have been out on more dates with her.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, I would have been if that was like Sterling and I, I'd be so Anonymous. Upset if someone swiped on him before me.
I would.
But like, hey, what do I not have?
That's why I'm saying, like, in my relationship, yeah, I'd get zero hits.
Yeah. There's no way I could be able to do this.
All right, Jamie. Well, good luck to you, bud.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for sharing that intimate part of your life. You and your girlfriend have been dating for so long, since you were 15 years old.
Yeah.
Now you guys are 19?
I am 22 and she is 21.
Oh, okay.
So it has been like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And keep us updated if you do go out on a date.
I will keep you updated.
We'd love to follow. All right. Speaking of apps, there's two apps that say are ruining our memories. Specifically two apps that are ruining our memories. I want to tell you about that coming up after 9.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So there's two apps that are destroying our memories. And it's, I think, two apps that probably, I know for a fact, every single person in this room uses. And I would say most people have on their phones.
Okay.
Two of them. Instagram and Snapchat. Now,
yeah, that makes sense.
I think so, too. But listen to the reasoning behind it. Now, the University of California, Santa Cruz, came out with the influence of digital technology has on your memory. So they followed a bunch of people for this research. And they found that if you use your camera phone to snap a photo of a moment, you're disengaged to that moment and you're less likely to remember it deeply.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's something to that.
But you wonder, like, I mean, it's such a double-edged sword because you love the fact that you used to go to concerts before the cell phone era and you remember just moments, like really powerful moments of the concert. Now you could relive it through pictures and you have that instant gratification. And would people from the Woodstock era, the original Woodstock, not the new one that Lorraine talked about this morning, would they have loved to have that? Because now that's all memories for those people. You know what I mean?
So can I be really honest with you? Take the cell phone out of it totally, because I lived in a part of my life without these smartphones. But I have a bad memory in general. Like, I truly do have a terrible memory. I'm a use it or lose it kind of gal. And if I didn't have these apps and smartphones to take pictures and keep them collected in one place, I wouldn't remember anything.
Okay.
You know, to be honest with you, the phone more than anything, never mind my memories, the phone has made me dumb. I don't do math anymore.
Oh, I agree with that.
I can't spell a lick. I cannot spell anything.
I mean, I'm the youngest on the show, but even when I was in school, the smartphones weren't a thing. Mm-hmm. They weren't. The idea of a smartphone wasn't even a thing. And I specifically remember... the teacher saying, listen, you'll never have a calculator with you everywhere you go.
Now
joke's on her.
You said her.
It's in every phone.
Yeah. We had the giant Texas Instrument T-138. Yeah. What's that number called? You do know Aaron. Aaron's over there doing his new Tinder profile with he and his girlfriend hearing Jamie's story. I'll just type a word in. And it corrects it itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think about it anymore.
And you're an awful speller. There's many times in the studio you're like, that doesn't look right. Or
I know. And I didn't used to be that way.
Yeah.
I've definitely been destroyed by the phone.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
So.
I think we can all agree to that. We just rely so much on it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, Lorraine, is that you say that Snapchat and Instagram are ruining our memories. We get that. But I don't know if I would change it. Like I'm saying, I think if you ask people from the 1960s if there is any cell phone footage, I mean, there is footage of the JFK assassination, but I mean, think about all the different angles that would have been taken from at this point.
But there's some people glad there weren't photos for some of the things, you know, especially the illegal
things. Think about your like college days and that kind of stuff. Like a lot of people would have gotten in a lot of trouble if there had been smartphones around.
Right. Like Brett Kavanaugh, for instance.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
It would have been crazy back then. I mean, they would have been like, yeah, here, dude, we have the video. It's on your Insta story from 1982. All right. But speaking of electronics, one more thing today. Not only is it Earth Day, but it's also Game Boy's birthday.
Oh,
the Game Boy.
How old is it?
Turned 30.
Ah.
The Game Boy took the world by storm on April 21st, 1989.
I remember the big gray Game Boy. The only game I had on that was Tetris.
Yeah, I know. That was funny.
That was the only game we had.
So even though you feel old, think about it this way. The Game Boy actually opened up the doors for the possibility for tablets and even for the Switch to come along. And it also revolutionized battery life. Pokemon, Nintendo's brand itself. So thank you to Game Boy.
You would blow the cartridges to get the dust out.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's funny.
Yep.
All right. Have you missed anything on today's show, including an Unfriended, where we found out why a sister unfriended a brother on Facebook? You could get our app and listen to us. Actually, we're on Google CarPlay now. You can just listen to us right on the dashboard of your car if you have that.
It's the MRL On Demand podcast. Also, check out a podcast that we're part of called Mock Made. Two big celebrities are on the podcast. So look up Mock Made. That's on Spotify, bpodstudios.com, iTunes, Google Play, on the Kiss 95.1 app. Wherever you get your podcast, look up MRL On Demand and Mock Made.
And, of course, we're on your socials. Friend us right now at the MRL Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.